Hey everyone, welcome back to Movie Morning. James Gunn has dropped his first, or I guess a first look for his Superman film, now only titled Superman, obviously previously titled Superman Legacy. And I am here to break down whether I think this suit is right for David Korn's sweat and what they're going to be hopefully doing in this movie, or am I going to be siding with a lot of people on the internet and being a little disappointed by this? Well, I am very excited to share my thoughts. I'm going to be breaking down a couple things in this that you might not have noticed that may give some details on who the main villain on the movie is, and also a few things about the suit and just the posture and what exactly that can mean for how this version of Superman is going to be. And I'm going to be breaking that all down right here. Now, starting off with my thoughts on the suit. And I'm going to be 100% honest when I tell you that I wasn't even going to make an episode covering the suit initially. Well, firstly, because of the fact that I'm doing an audio only, it makes it pretty hard to discuss stuff, especially stuff that's just so driven by one photo. But at the same time, I also didn't really have that much of a strong opinion on it, at least after I thought about it a little more. But the discussions around this suit has been such a nightmare online that I wanted to give my two cents about what I really feel about this. And what's going on? James Gunn dropped this out of the absolute blue. I think some people were suspecting that this summer we'd probably get a first look at the suit. I actually thought we were going to get a first look a lot earlier because I thought by now something would have leaked showing the suit, and I was really worried that was going to be our first look at it. But James Gunn did go ahead, and I'm assuming they are going to be shooting some outdoor scenes soon. So I would also expect more set photos over the next coming months, maybe showing him in the suit. And because we've heard James Gunn say that this movie isn't going to be drowned in CGI. The suit certainly isn't. It's very practical, and I love that. But getting into the suit, my initial reaction to seeing the suit when I woke up was, this looks beautiful. I absolutely love it. This is everything I wanted. And it's until I started to zoom into certain things, not like literally, although sometimes literally, that there were a couple things that came about that I more started to understand why people weren't, why some people weren't the biggest fans of this design. Now, I do think the extreme hate for it and the side of the internet comparing this to Henry Cavill's suit and saying that one was far superior, which I have many, many thoughts on, I will get into a bit later, I think it has just gone way overboard with the hate for the suit. But I do think there are things to critique. But again, my initial reaction was that I loved it. I do think that since it's been released, I think I've cooled down a little bit. I think there are a couple things that do have me worried to see the full suit, and because I feel like James Gunn chose this specific photo for a reason. One, because I think it looks visually very cool. And secondly, because I think it obscures certain things that I think are actually going to be the biggest points of debate and controversy once we actually see the full suit. One of those being the trunks, and the second one being the cape and how it looks with the collar. Now, starting off with the trunks, I love it. I have been on Team Trunks, that sounds very weird, since David Korn's sweat was cast, ever since we now found out James Gunn was making this movie, and I knew he would do it. And I was very happy to be right. I love that. I feel like it's such an iconic part of Superman's design that even Henry Cavill's suit felt like it was missing something because it was missing both a trunk and a belt. And I'm really glad that David Korn's sweat Superman suit also has a belt on it. And I think arguably it's just as important as the trunks, and I'm glad that they did not skip out on that. So Team Trunks all the way. I'm so glad they didn't shy away from it and they're not scared to do it. At least they might have been, but the fact that they actually went for it. And I think it fits really well. I love the red boots and just how bright red they are. Honestly, I wish the entire suit had a more bright look to it. But then again, this is a darker shot that has only one source of lighting, which is whatever is in the sky, which we'll get into in a second. I wish it would have a brighter look, but at the same time, I like that. I really like the material, and I know that some people are very mixed on this, but I actually love the homemade feel to it, and I am gonna be so disappointed if there isn't a scene in this movie where someone asks Superman, a kid or something, just says, or just says to him, "I love your suit," and he doesn't respond with, "Thanks, my mom made it for me." Like, that is just such a Superman line. I love that moment in Superman and Lois and where that pulled from in terms of the comics. I need that moment in this movie. And I feel like this suit lends itself to a scene like that because it doesn't feel like it's overly processed and overly produced like the Henry Cavill suit was. Although I do understand that was alien technology. I'm curious to see whether this might also be Kryptonian. And the one thing that makes me think it could be is the symbol, and I'll get into that in just a second. So I love the material, I love the fabric, and I also really like the collar, independent of the cape, and we'll get into that in a second. I think that, again, I also like the way the wrists look, although some people seem disappointed with that. I love the collar, I loved how it looked on Robert Pattinson's Batman suit, and I was very skeptical of the collar initially. I was one of the biggest haters on it when we first saw the suit, But I thought that ended up being the best bat suit we've ever had. And I think the collar was a big part of that. And I love it here as well. The Superman curl, David Korenswet, he just looks like Superman. I mean, that's the one thing I said when he was first cast. And once again here, I can absolutely continue to say that because he just has a Superman look to it. Now, getting into a few things about the suit that I don't quite love. Now, this is very much based off the New 52 suit and has a lot in common, funnily enough, with the Fortnite Superman suit. But I do like the way the New 52 suit looks, but I am not a fan of the New 52's interpretation of Superman. Now, that inspiring the suit, I don't think gives any indication about whether or not whether this movie's gonna take inspiration from New 52 Superman. Because I feel like New 52 Superman is such a universally not liked version of the character, being that he was a little darker. We had the Morrison Action Comics, which are a little weird, that I don't think James Gunn has been pulling that as much as he loves Grant Morrison. I do think he is going to be taking inspiration from stuff like All-Star Superman, Superman for All Seasons, Superman Birthright, some of the greatest Superman stories ever made, hopefully one by his fellow co-worker now at DC Studios, Tom King, when he wrote Superman Up in the Sky, one of the greatest Superman stories of all time. And I hope he's pulling from stuff like that and not stuff like the New 52. But I do think the design looks good. And I think it has a very modern look to it that still feels like classic Superman, but feels modernized a little. Now, I do wish they went a little more classic with this. I do wish, again, the colors were a little brighter. I love the fabric, and I think it would have honestly looked even better in a brighter setting. Now, I'm curious to see whether that's, again, because of the very dark vibe of the room or just the dark lighting, which is why it doesn't fully come out as bright as I was hoping it was going to. But I do think by the time we see it, it is going to look a little brighter here. Now, James Gunn did say this entire shot was in camera, and I'm kind of curious how he did the stuff in the background in camera and making it look as alien as it does. And I'll talk about what that might be in a second. But finishing on my thoughts on the actual suit in terms of what I liked and don't like, the two things about the suit that I'm a little concerned about. One, I can definitively tell you I don't like, even not having seen him standing up with this. And that one thing is the over design and the lines on the shirt. I have been getting so exhausted of superhero suit designs, particularly from the MCU, that have too many lines on it. Like that Thor suit from Love and Thunder was an absolute joke, and it was made fun of, and it should have been. And I'm glad it did because it was just so, one of the most overly designed, overlined suits of all time. And this suit kind of has something similar, although it still feels like Superman. I think that's the biggest thing the suit needed to nail, and I think it does. And I do think they went a little overboard with the lines. Now, I personally don't actually mind the wrinkles like some people do, and it looks like maybe David Korenswet isn't quite as big as maybe they were expecting when they designed the suit. And I think that's fine. I do like my superheroes to be slightly less bulky than some other people. I don't like superheroes who are just buffed out of their mind. Like, I was not a big fan of the way Ben Affleck decided to, I wasn't a big fan of his physique choice for Batman. I feel like that overly bulk look, I don't think really fits at least how I view these characters. I prefer what David Korenswet and Robert Pattinson, for example, have been doing. And this very much feels like it could be in that universe. And I've mentioned that a couple of times now because there's something about this reveal that feels very similar. Like, it almost fits in with that design aesthetic. And I like that because I love that movie. So, anyways, I'm not a fan of the lines. And the other thing that I'm pretty nervous about, especially seeing more people talk about it and what this could actually be, is the cape. Now, I, again, want a bright red cape. I also really wanted the Superman emblem on the cape. I don't think that's going to happen. Now, seeing this design, I can't really imagine them doing it. But I think that's fine. That was much less important to me than the trunks and the curls, for example. But at the same time, I do think there are things to be nervous about with this cape because the way it wraps around his entire shoulder makes it look more like a Darth Vader cape than it does like a Superman cape, where it kind of needs to, you kind of need it only really usually should ha should like be, tucked under his shirt. It should really only be coming out of one point, and the way it's kind of laying on almost all of his shoulder, I think looks kind of weird. And I'm really worried to see, especially with the collar, how that's going to look. Now, I do think you could really only pull it off with a collar, but I do think that kind of over design together is kind of the issue that a lot of people have with a lot of comic book suits, and that you're punching things up for the sake of punching things up, even though you're just making it look more silly, convoluted, and stupid. And I hope that's not what's going on with this suit. And I feel like I'm going on way too long about this suit, but anyways, and I hope that's not what's happening. But I think there are things to be worried about with that, and I'm also worried to see this when he's standing up and seeing how that's going to look. When it comes to the emblem, again, the Kingdom Come logo, I was hesitant initially. I don't think I made an episode talking about when they revealed it, but I've grown to really like it. And I think people, the way people explained it to me, like, you know, he's an alien. Why would he have an S representing a hope? I think it should be its own unique symbol, and that's kind of a more, you know, rigid S. And I think that makes a lot of sense. I think using the Kingdom Come logo makes sense. I like the Fleischer outline, although, again, I think that does also add an extra element of detail and design that I don't think really needed to be there. Again, I personally prefer a cleaner look. Like I just mentioned, I didn't really like the physique that Ben Affleck had for the Batman, but I did love the suit itself. So talking more about the background, breaking this down a little bit, I think that that could be Solaris from All-Star Superman. I don't think enough people have talked about it. A lot of people have been saying that could be Brainiac. And I'm actually thinking that might be Solaris. And, you know, James Gunn has talked a lot about how All-Star Superman has inspired his take on Superman. And Solaris is kind of a entity in that movie that's used to contain Superman in terms of just stopping from using his abilities. And it's used primarily by Lex Luthor, I believe, at least in the animated movie. I remember it. I don't remember much from the graphic novel, which I read way before I watched the animated movie. But I do think that could play a part in this movie. Now, the green, I actually think, is a hint towards Green Lantern, not Brainiac. And I think that could be Green Lantern trying to fight off Solaris, or Solaris takes Green Lantern's power. I don't know. That could be pretty crazy to go for a first movie in the DCU. Then that could be really interesting. It could also be Brainiac. That's what people are hoping it's going to be. I do think James Gunn has now said that Lex Luthor is the villain of this movie. So I feel like we should be pretty confident knowing that Brainiac's probably not going to be involved. But I do think he will absolutely be in the DCU at some point. I know some people are disappointed we're getting yet another version of Lex Luthor and not another great Superman villain like, for example, Mongol or Brainiac, or even Zod we've only had once. Or even if you want something like a little more obscure like Solaris itself. Although, again, I don't think they would know. Or even Parasite. But at the same time, I do think there's something poetic and simple about Lex Luthor being the first villain. Especially if they're going to do the thing from their childhood where they've known each other, which is the direction I want them to go. I think it would make a lot of sense. Now, that being said, what... And I think you can also see LexCorp in the background. And right below it, it almost looks like a globe to represent the Daily Planet. So James Gunn's going to be leaning fully into the Superman iconography. And that is, as I've always said, what I prefer with comic book movies, leading into that classic iconography from the comics and taking as much visually as you can that makes these characters who they are. And it seems like James Gunn's doing that, and that makes me very happy. The other thing I will say is I understand the complaint about the suit, about this image feeling like someone who doesn't want to go into work. He's putting the suit on, very mundane. I like that mundane feel, but I do admit that I do think the picture could have been a little brighter, not even in terms of visual, but in terms of the tone. I think there was a different version of this picture that they probably, you know, discussed maybe doing, where we had maybe like a David Corentwet smiling as Superman. He does seem a little down in this photo. I do like the battle damage on his suit, and that kind of gives the impression that he, you know, this is after a fight, not before. And I think that would, if people found that out, they'd probably be more accepting. What I'm going to say is this. I really don't think this picture should give much of an indication about the tone of this movie and even about the plot, because that whole thing in the background might have been made up just to show in this picture, and it might have nothing to do with the movie. That being said, James Gunn did release his photo with a caption saying, "Get ready, Superman," and then the release date. So I'm assuming it has to be something. This is almost like a bit of a teaser poster, but not really. A bit like a promo image. So, and a lot of promo images typically don't have nothing to do with the movie. So I don't know what this is. I don't know if it's fully connected to the movie, but those are my thoughts on the suit. Those are my thoughts on what's in this image that could be hinting towards in terms of the storyline for this movie. This is my most anticipated movie right now. I love James Gunn. I wanted this character to get a definitive live-action modern interpretation, and I really think this movie is going to be it. And I can't wait to see more. I'll be back whenever James Gunn drops another bombshell, like a teaser trailer, hopefully, like 6 or 7 months into the future. I'll catch you all next time. Come back in a couple days for my review of Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and I'll catch you all next time. Bye-bye.